The Highway Patrol is asking for the public's help identifying a vehicle after two people were seriously injured in a hit-skip crash in Bethlehem Township. The incident happened just after 10:30 Saturday night on Hudson Drive east of Beth Avenue. Three people were standing near a downed tree in the roadway when a vehicle hit the tree, pushing it into them. 79-year-old Gregory Kutcher of Navarre suffered life-threatening injuries, and 69-year-old Janet Ellis of Navarre was seriously hurt. A third person was treated at the scene. The vehicle may be a small, light-colored four-door sedan. Anyone with information is asked to contact the patrol's Canton Post. A Canton man is facing multiple charges after police say he threatened to shoot up a Perry Township business Wednesday morning. Police were called to Octapharma Plasma just before 10, prompting a lockdown at the facility. Investigators say 21-year-old Jameson Clark fled on foot, leading officers into the West Manor neighborhood before a coordinated search began. A police canine and his handler joined the search as officers tracked the suspect to a Homewood Avenue residence where he was taken into custody without incident. Clark is charged with making terroristic threats, inducing panic, aggravated menacing, and other offenses. Bond has been set at $1 million for an Akron man charged in a deadly Canton shooting. 30-year-old Daquan Rucker was arraigned Wednesday in municipal court on a murder charge in the Sunday night death of 51-year-old Richard Poole. A status conference is scheduled for tomorrow. Police say Poole was found shot inside an apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast and later died at Mercy Hospital. Police are searching for a second suspect, 45-year-old Larry Grimes of Canton. Unemployment rates are falling across Stark County and much of Northeast Ohio. According to Ohio Job and Family Services, Stark County's April jobless rate came in at 3.3%, down from 4.2% in March and below last year's 5.2%. Mahoning County reported 4.4%, while Carroll and Columbiana counties were both at 3.4%, and Portage County dropped to 3.2%. Ohio's unemployment figure declined to 3.9%. Massillon City officials are moving ahead with proposed zoning rules that would allow data centers to operate within the city. During a Tuesday work session, City Council reviewed legislation that would classify smaller facilities under light and industrial zoning and larger ones as heavy industrial. The Independent reports the plan also requires utilities such as water, power, and wastewater to be verified before approval. Council is expected to take up the issue again at its Monday meeting. State Route 14 in Streetsboro has reopened after a two-vehicle crash closed the road for several hours Wednesday afternoon. Police say the wreck happened just before 1 p.m. west of the Lake Rockwell Bridge. Two people suffered serious injuries and were taken to local hospitals. The Summit Metro Crash Response Team is assisting in the investigation. An Akron man has pleaded guilty in Portage County Court to drug charges after a traffic stop on I-76 turned up methamphetamine and fentanyl. 34-year-old DeAndre Justice pleaded guilty Tuesday to aggravated meth trafficking and possession of a fentanyl-related compound just one day before his trial. The Portage Aggressive Crime Enforcement Unit conducted the traffic stop in May 2025. A canine alert led to a search that uncovered a large amount of drugs. Justice, a passenger in the vehicle, admitted ownership. Sentencing will be scheduled later. The Columbiana County Park District Board is moving forward with new members after a wave of resignations left the board empty last week. Former members Tom Butch and Eileen Dre Barden were reappointed and sworn in by probate judge Thomas Baronzi. Three more appointments could come as soon as tomorrow, pending background checks. The board lost all of its members after the resignations of the chairman, vice chairman, and a third member. East Palestine Village Council has tabled a proposal that would lower the minimum hiring age for police officers after community concerns were raised. The Morning Journal reports lawmakers were considering changing the minimum age from 21 to 18, but the measure was put on hold following public comment at a recent meeting. Village officials say any new recruits would still be required to pass background checks, physical tests, and training. It's not clear when council will take up the issue again. The Ohio EPA is investigating after a blue liquid was found flowing through Sawmill Creek behind Canfield High School. The substance was discovered Wednesday afternoon and traced to the Canfield Swim Club, where tennis courts were being resurfaced. Fire officials say a water-based coating mixed with rainwater entered a storm sewer and flowed into the creek. City officials say there's no indication of a danger to the public, but crews built a temporary dam and continue cleanup efforts. A Newton Falls woman is dead after a two-vehicle crash Tuesday afternoon in Mahoning County's Jackson Township. The Highway Patrol says 76-year-old Mary Stoddart was at the intersection of Gladstone and North Bailey Road when she failed to stop and pulled into the path of a semi. Stoddart was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center, where she later died. The truck driver was not injured. The crash is under investigation. A Niles man has pleaded guilty in Trumbull County Court to sex crimes involving a 13-year-old victim. 35-year-old Frank Smith pleaded guilty to rape and gross sexual imposition in connection with a December 2025 case. Smith is being held in the county jail on a $350,000 bond. He faces up to 31 and a half years in prison. Sentencing will take place at a later date. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.